From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's day three of the Wimbledon Grand Slam. Serena Williams is back. All eyes are on Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer. All English hearts are on native son Andy Murray, and some English money, too. And ears, at least some high-profile ears, are trained on noise, and it is not a joyful noise.
That's Victoria Azarenka of Belarus in a match earlier this year, wailing each time she slugs the ball over the net. At Wimbledon, her cries were measured at 95 decibels, and the head of Wimbledon is grumbling about it.
Ian Ritchie told the Daily Telegraph, "We would like to see less of it." We assume he meant he would like to hear less of it. The concern is that players concoct these noises as a weapon on the court to distract or to intimidate. For her part, Azarenka told Reuters ahead of the tournament, "I can't change it. It's part of my breathing system, and it's just natural and something I've done since I was a kid."
And back when Azarenka was a kid, a very young kid, Monica Seles was already winning titles and setting an example with her own grunts and shrieks.
In fact, the loudest measured grunt from a tennis player peaked at 105 decibels from Maria Sharapova. So we leave you with this, what you might call a tennis court conversation, Sharapova playing Victoria Azarenka.